This is a segment I like to call Rant and Raves. Now listen, do you ever see people walking around with their collars turned up? I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I mean, it makes me feel like walking around with the scissors and chopping them all off. What is the sense of walking around with your collar up? And it's mostly these young people. I went into Best Buy the other day. Now imagine this, I'm going to him for help. And I see him with his collar turned up. I'm like, how could I take this idiot seriously? I mean, really? Have your collar flipped up? Come on, people, you're in a job here. Put the damn collar down. What's the big deal? I mean, it looks so foolish. And what about those idiots who walk around with their pants hanging off their ass? I mean, how stupid is that? I mean, just, it's not even hygienic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, imagine you gotta go on the public bus and someone just sat there with their bare ass stinking up the damn seat. What in the hell, yo? Pull your damn pants up. Come on, parents. Don't let your teenagers walk out the house like that. It's ridiculous. Come on. What's wrong with you folks? And what about the nosy people? Damn, I hate nosy people. I remember I was in the supermarket. I'm talking to my buddy on the phone. And people all around me is all up in my conversation, laughing at my jokes and stuff. I'm like, excuse me, hello, was I talking to you? No, stay out of my business. And you know some of these fools, after I hang the phone up, they have the nerve to ask me about my conversation. I mean, I try to be the most polite guy, folks, but come on. How polite can you be when someone is sticking their big nose in your business? I mean, come on, I know I got a big nose now, but come on. You know what I'm saying here. I'm not like everybody love Raymond and shit, but really, yo, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And what about these fake girls on Craigslist? I mean, call me stupid, but I have to believe that all these ads for these women on there are people who actually work for Craigslist. Every single one of them you reply to, it's a sex ad directing you to go to a sex site. Come on. If I want to go to a sex site, I'll go there on my own. No thank you, Craigslist. I don't need your help here. No, no. Jeez, let me tell you. And I used to try this on, this not online dating, but phone dating. Oh my God, let me tell you about this one story. This one girl, man, she sounded like a sex machine on the phone, right? She's all sexy telling me, oh, I'm nice and trim and slim and brown skin and all this thing. So I said, all right, let's hook this date up. So she says, well, I work at this shoe store and I'm the manager and whatever, so I gotta close the store. So if you just wait outside for me and, you know, we'll hook it up then. So I'm waiting and I'm seeing all the girls coming out of the store. It's almost 9 p.m. I'm like, man, none of these good-looking girls are coming towards my car. What's going on? So then, oh boy, what do I see coming out the store? A hungry, hungry hippo. A freaking water buffalo. I said, no, God, please don't. This can't be her. All of a sudden, I feel like an earthquake. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, oh no. She's like, hi, Ray. I was like, you know what I mean? I felt like speeding off and driving away, but stupid me, being a nice guy, I didn't drive off. I went to the movies with her, and this was back then when my dog Zeus was alive, my 165-pound Rottweiler. So she drives me home in her car. She wants to go upstairs to bang. So back then I lived on the third floor and I had my window open, and Zeus, he had like a humongous head, sounded like a lion when he barked. So he stuck his head out the window, he saw us down there, and he started growling. And then she looked up and he barked at her. And she's like, oh my God, you don't live on that floor, do you? I said, yes I do. She said, there's no way I'm going up there with that big old dog. You'll lock him up, won't you? I said, no way, I don't lock Zeus up for no one. She was like, well, I can't come up there. I said, I'm sorry. So she left, I ran upstairs and I gave Zeus the biggest hug and gave him his favorite treat. I said, oh, Zeus, you saved my life. Thank you, thank you. But you know what I'm saying? Girls, don't lie. I mean, online dating is the same thing. They post a picture that's 6 or 7 years older. I mean, come on, ladies, don't you know I'm gonna have to meet you? I mean, what are you gonna tell me? You swallowed a whale from the time I talked to you, and then? I mean, stupid, come on! You know what I'm saying? Don't lie. Come on, just be honest. If you're honest, then I think that things will turn out a lot better. Then you wonder why some people snap. And you gotta be careful about some of these people on online, like Craigslist, like that guy who murdered the woman. I mean, really be careful, use your instincts. Don't just meet up with someone, you know, you talk to them for a couple weeks and don't meet up with them. You have to establish a relationship and really, you know, do a background check if you have to. But don't just meet up with folks, you know what I'm saying? It's not a good thing to do. What else? Liars. Liars and thieves. They are the worst people ever to come into my life. They have destroyed my life from top to bottom. I'm not gonna even go into the names of the people because it's not worth it. But believe me, a liar and a thief is the worst thing, folks. Never accept a liar and a thief. Because if they lie, they can steal. If they steal, they lie. You don't want that. Keep away from them. Because it'll just destroy you internally and it'll turn you bitter and angry. You don't want to let people do that to you. Don't give them the power. Don't give them the power. You contain the power within yourself. Don't let someone take away your dignity and take away your pride. This is a good one. Sometimes, many times, a lot of times, especially after appearing on Tosh.0, I get so many people saying, "Oh, Ray Dog, I'm a big fan, I'm a musician, we should collab, blah, 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 blah," pretending that they're all this and all that, they like my music and stuff, when all they really want is a hookup. People, you're not gonna get the hookup from me. I psychoanalyze people. And I know what you want, and I know what you don't want, and I know when you're lying, and I know when you're telling the truth. So just because I pretend I don't know, doesn't mean that I don't know. I know. So stop it! That's all I have on my chest for today. Thank you for listening to me rant and rave. Tune in next time. Peace out.